on down the line. And the list goes on.
It's the list goes on. We got all our old logos and shit. So a little behind the scenes baseball for you guys. Like this was our, still was our list goes on border, but wisely there was no branding on it. So we could keep using this, but I don't use that logo anymore. And when I say that logo, I mean just the double like F. ones with the spots on it, but I don't like the great. FF either.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it looks too much like Fear Factory, like Throwdown, like all that stuff. But, I use a cleaner version of that now. So we don't use the like damaged Fightful logo anymore. At least when,
I mean, rumor has it that I have a team that can fix this stuff.
Rumor has it, I told them about a year and a half ago to do that.
To fix the one that we got up right now?
Fix all of them. I said across the board.
Really?
I said across the board. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, rule of thumb, and I know you know this, you tell me, I get it done in a day.
Rumor has it, I asked for a hump intro ages ago.
Oh, for the Fightful's the Hump?
Yeah, the first episode, Jimmy.
The one we have is not bad. I had to do the voiceover for it, but
sucks.
Oh, come on.
I'm gonna get a remix of Bobby Brown's Humping Around, the Humpty Dance.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna cover House of Pain's Jump Around and it'll be Hump Around.
Uh-huh.
Everybody hump, hump, hump. That'd be great, right?
Yeah, oh, people would love that. That'd be good. Yeah, let's move on. I, you know, the other day I was thinking about all the what ifs. What if Rock does Mania? What if Brock Lesnar comes back, which I'll ask you about him in a minute. What if even Cena does something Mania? WWE has an embarrassment of riches with talent right now, like top level, elite level talent. And the names that you can rhyme off, I mean, they've already got Roman, they got Randy Orton, they got Cody, they got Rollins, so long as he's healthy for Mania. They got Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Punk. Then you can add other names to that, like McIntyre and LA Knight, Damian Priest, Logan Paul, Gunther. They also got Lashley, AJ Styles. It's fucking amazing how many names they got. And then if they also get The Rock, if Brock Lesnar comes back, it's nuts. Like, when's the last time that you can recall WWE having a roster that deep in terms of legitimate box office talent?
Man, I wish you would have at least prepped me for it, Jimmy. Because, hold on, I'll tell you. Oh, here we go. Where is it? Bam.
Hopefully you don't say the 1992 Royal Rumble.
No. Those who know. They know what I'm going to say. They know the last time WWE had talent of this level.
Oh, boy.
It's because the 2008 WWE roster was stacked, Jimmy. Was stacked. And that is a tweet. Like, look, I just scrolled down. I can find 70 copies of that same tweet that go around every really? Year. Oh, my God. People engagement farm that tweet all the time.
Well, like 2008. Yeah, see, I've actually never seen that tweet, but I just think that their thing's pretty deep. And I wanted to ask you about something that Randy Orton said today. Randy Orton was on the bump, and he actually, I don't think he said Fightful, but he confirmed what you had said about they announced him before the Survivor Series. People wouldn't think it's Punk.
Yeah.
But he said on the bump that his dream match is a WrestleMania match with John Cena for a world title. Is there any scenario in which you can see that happening? Because Cena now, not only is he part-time, but he's putting everybody over. I can't envision it. I just can't envision it. No, nope. You don't either, huh?
Nope. Don't think it'll happen. And I hope it does. I like Randy a lot. Like we've had some nice talks in the past, and he's a very down-to-earth guy, but it's one of those things. I think they could definitely have that match.
Not for the title, though.
But I don't think it'll be for the title.
Yeah, he's really matured, Randy Orton.
Oh,
he's really matured. And he's really, I saw the Logan Paul interview, and he's really mellowed out. And he's really, like, he was really putting Logan over, you know, for his ring work.
You know, there was the situation where he was on a game stream years ago, and he used some very, very offensive language on there. And I heard that he went up to several affected talent and apologized directly.
Did he?
It wasn't a you better go apologize thing. It wasn't a sorry I got caught thing. It was a that was fucking stupid of me. I'm sorry. That was very hurtful type of thing. And I had a talent that he apologized to say that wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. Nobody would have even told him to apologize. And he went and did it on his own. So, I mean, the growth that, he's had there is great. Speaking of growth, let's talk about Andrade. I'm about to break this story on fightforsurvive.com. Sure. Ooh, it was messy. So a few days before he left World's End, he pretty well made it clear to AEW that he was leaving. Now, this shouldn't have been like a big thing, right? Like his deal was up.
Mm-hmm.
He had told a bunch of talent and people in AEW that he was going to stay. At least that's their claim. And then all of a sudden, like 2 days before, their claim was that all of a sudden he goes, nope, I'm leaving. See ya. Obviously, Charlotte pushed for him in WWE. But we're told that he pushed for Rick in AEW because for obvious reasons, he wants to help out his father-in-law, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, because WWE, by Flair's own admission, weren't interested.
Yeah, but there were some talent that were involved that were frustrated. I don't necessarily want to say who. People will jump to conclusions, mm-hmm. and those conclusions would be wrong. But there were some frustration there within AEW, especially among talent. And there are a lot of people that like him. He had been pretty open about his contract, and he had been saying, like, "Oh, it's up soon. It's up soon." And I was like, wouldn't his deal have been like 3, 4, 5 years? Because a lot of people say, oh, is the normal AEW deal 3 years? Is it 5 years? His was 2, I'm told. Mm. He just had a 2-year deal. And what happened was it ended up getting extended due to injury. Now, I don't know if like he and AEW got into negotiations or talk, or if there was an agreement or a deal or anything like that. But he had told talent that he had worked with, yeah, I'm sticking around. And that's why some of them thought that he got the push. That's why some of them thought that he was getting pushed there towards the end.
Mm.
But WWE sources still have not officially confirmed that Andrade is coming back to the company. But there was that immediately said, oh, yeah, he's probably coming back. Now, it was so close that remember when the day one tease happened? I saw the internal message within WWE where they didn't use The Rock's name. They were very smart about that. But I found out. Former WWE champion, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
People in AEW thought it would be him. They thought it would be Andrade, even though he didn't fit the WWE champion thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, yeah, foregone conclusion. He's headed there, of course. Like, it was so matter of fact to them. And very, very interesting. And listen, I'm sure there are people in AEW who are frustrated, mad, upset. I can tell you that if that were me, I probably would have too. But I love the health of this industry. I love the health of wrestling to where it's a thing now. It's an option.
Definitely. I definitely like the fact that talent has an option. I definitely like it. And it is good for the business. You know, I talked about this before. With all due respect to Andrade, when the Guevara thing happened, and you know the details better than I do, but he was told, correct, you know, don't touch Sami Zayn. Was told, don't touch him. Andrade ended up touching him anyway. If that's true, if I'm Tony Khan, you're gone. You're gone.
Yeah.
And all of the frustration or all of the criticism about Tony Khan when it comes to managing the roster, that's an example of it. I mean, I you were told what not to do. You did it. You're gone. Yeah. And if he ends up in WWE, I guess my only question would be, I see what they've done with Carlito or what they haven't done with Carlito. Do you think they look at Andrade differently? Like they've got a plan for Andrade? Yeah. Do you think they have a plan for him?
Man, because first off, their Latino talent is just blowing up right now. Like the embarrassment of riches that they have there. And what I like is they have specific Latino talent that are really, really great for their show. Ray, Dom, Santos Escobar, Carlito, and now Andrade. I think that's very beneficial to them because I look at Andrade and I go, okay, he could compete at the upper mid card level, maybe top level, depending on how well he hits there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, say they team up him and Carlito or something like that. There's a lot of similarities there as well that I think could be good. I wonder how he'll be used. Because, I mean, you got to remember, WWE, Triple H also put this guy in suspenders at one point.
that's the problem, right? Because like he can't cut a great promo. And Carlito, who can talk, like they just don't really give him the opportunity to. So I am curious. I mean, him and Zelina is a natural fit. And so yeah. I could see her being back into the mix with him. But I also question if, I know Charlotte's gone for a while with her injury. I question if they'll go down that road because everybody knows, you know, that they're together. So I wonder if they'll go down that road too. Although Bianca and Montez aren't used together on television. Yeah. So interesting. We'll have to see where it goes. But I'm expecting him as a Rumble surprise. Are there any predictions that you have in terms of Rumble surprises, men or women?
Predictions? Yeah. And this is predictions, what I want, etc. Naomi, Andrade. If I were Sean Waltman, I'd be working everybody by telling people I'm not.
AJ?
AJ would be a great one. AJ would be a major one. Liv Morgan coming back would be big. Sheamus coming back would be cool. Wendy Chu is one that I want to see because I hate the not getting in the ring thing, but her taking a nap ringside would be very, very funny. Like, that would be very funny.
Maybe she's tossing somebody out over the top and then she falls asleep and goes over herself.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
There's a lot of cool things. I think she can be the Santino Marella of this women's division. And I think that's a good thing to be.
Santino was great. He was great.
I mean, and I think she can deliver in the ring better than him as well. Like she doesn't have to be a gimmick with her work, but she can with the gimmick.
Right.
I think that'd be a really cool one.
Interesting. I want to mention something I saw today. I saw a video today of Naoto Inoki. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
So Naoto Inoki is the grandson of Antonio Inoki. Apparently, he lives in Los Angeles, and he's young. He's like 12 or 13. He's already doing amateur wrestling, and he's studying Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu. And the video that I saw was him training pro wrestling with Shibata. And he was flying. You know how Rey Mysterio, especially in his younger days, he would like fly all around his standing opponent, you know, flips and circles around his opponent. This kid was doing this around Shibata, just flying all over. And I just looked at him thinking, I don't know if wrestling is his aspiration, pro wrestling.
Yeah.
But if it is, look out for him in what, 6-7 years, maybe.
Yeah.
But, he was looking good for a kid.
Look at Billy Starks, maybe in 5 years,
maybe
4 or 5 years.
Maybe. Yeah, look him up. Naoto Inoki. He was at Wrestle Dream and AEW posted pictures of him and his brother. He was the younger one. He was the younger one in the photos.
Okay.
So yeah, he's looking good.
What else we got?
That's it. Unless there's anything interesting does anybody have any interesting questions in the chat? Maybe otherwise.
Doubt it. Not our audience. For sure not. Guys, we are gonna be back on Monday. I don't know if we'll do List Goes On that day. I think I'll have a different List Goes On thing. Like I'll have a figure haul or something like that, but we will be here on Monday. I'm going to try to fly back for the Royal Rumble and try to be doing that post show. I don't know if I'm going to have a co-host yet. Those post shows with just me have done very, very well. But if for some reason I can't make it, we're going to have a backup in order that way. That way you don't miss out on a show, guys. But thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.